Sì, mi avevo. Okay. We'll begin now the third shiur in the Yonei Mechatech. Because Hashem will have four shiurim in Mechatech. And then we'll probably do something with Kovet Shavuos. Because that will be a week after, and then Shavuos, and then we have the Baloch of Kosev coming up after that. So, just to review, he said the Baloch of Mechatech is if a person cuts something with careful intent to cut a certain amount. In other words, it's not just I'm just going to cut whatever it comes out to be. In other words, the classic example Rashi gave was he was making a shoe or shoelaces, and he's taking leather. So the shoe has to be made in a certain exact size. So therefore, if he cuts that leather out on Shabbos, he violates the melacha of mechatech, because he has to make it in the exact size. Now, in the previous year, we discussed cutting toilet paper on Shabbos. Is that considered? So some want to say, well, you're cutting on the perforated edge, so that's considered mechatech. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, he doesn't think it's mechatech, because the only reason you're cutting there is because it's more convenient to cut there. But it's not like you need a specific size, you know, like the case of the shoe, or the shoelaces. And therefore, he thought that Mikir Halacha, it's not mechatech, but it could be another melacha. And we discussed maybe it's tikkun kli, that you're making something user-friendly, because if you don't cut it off, you don't be able to use it. And then even that, we discussed what Rav Abadi said, that maybe something that you use and then throw out is not called tikkun kli. Like Rav Abadi permits the opening of this tissue box on Shabbos, right? Even though you're making it, you know, user-friendly to be able to use the tissues. But he said, but achrei kachos hakol, it goes in the garbage. So anything that achrei kachos hakol goes in the garbage, Rav Abadi Lechuva said that is not a problem of tikkun kli.
If you
don't
find the time, everything goes in the garbage. The shoes also go in the garbage.
Right, but okay, but it's not omit to go in the garbage. In other words, it's not a... You don't consider your shoes disposable, right? You consider this tissue box disposable, but the your shoes, right? Whoever takes that, you're going to wear them out, it'll be in the garbage, but you don't consider that disposable. Yeah. Take one. Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if that's the shear for. Yeah. Okay. So let's. The Gemara Shabbos says like this: Amar Rav Yehuda, first page. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hamaseach Beis Hatzover B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. That if a person has a piece of material, and he opens up the neckline. In other words, he has a piece of material that's totally closed. You know, imagine like now he's going to make a poncho out of it. So he's going to open up the head area in the middle so he can put his head through. And so what's the story to do that on Shabbos? What is the, is that okay? Is that not okay? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Rava, Peser Beis Atzaver B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas. Yechayv Korban." Meaning you did a malacha. It's a malacha. So says Rashi, what's the malacha? Chayv Chatas. Tahashta Kamash V'Leimona. Because now you're making it a kli, a garment. Because beforehand it was just a piece of cloth. And now you're making it a baguette. In other words, you're finishing off the garment to be now able to wear. So then the Gemara says, "Maskif lo Rav Kahana, ma ben zu lemegufas chavis." What's the difference? Say you have a barrel. And the barrel has two components to it. The barrel and the cover of the barrel. And the cover of the barrel is glued on to the barrel. And you want to take the cover off on Shabbos, meaning to undo the, you know, here now it's glued on. So now you want to remove it. So what's the din? So apparently the Gemara is assuming that that's okay. Look at Rashi. Man ben zul meguvas chavis, the Tanya per chavis and nishbara. Maybe adam chavis umetis es rosho besayif. In other words, if a person has a barrel that's covered up, he could take a sword of salt and sever it off. Umenicha lefnei orchav. Now you could drink the whatever the wine or whatever it is. So he says, "Begufa einam in a chavis atzmo." It's not part of the chavis. It's a separate. It's the cover. It's a separate unit. "Fa'afu pishet vukabo einu chashiv chibor shareli notel omenis." Even though it's glued on, but that's not considered a permanent thing, because it's made. It's a dafka made to undo. Have a begad shenerag kulo chibur. But he says the begad is one. What's one unit? It is here. It's two different units, and so when you have two different units that are made to take off, so then you're not considered that you created anything, because you have your barrel, you have your cover, the two separate things. They're made, and then you glue it on, and now with intent, obviously, that you want to remove it to get the contents, eventually. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. But to take a garment and to cut out the hole to be able to put your head through, like create a poncho of sorts, so that it's not two separate units. That's one thing. Even though it could be that you, when you created that original garment, you had intent that that's what you're going to do eventually. But that doesn't matter since it's one chibur. It's not two separate things. Apparently he's saying the only time you say it, if it's two separate things that are made to untie, you know, to sever, so then that's considered, it's not considered that you created anything.
Take a garbage bag and rip a hole in it and put it on his raincoats. Obviously, that would be something you cannot do on Shabbos.
In other words, you know, it's disposable. Disposable, right. Right. In other words, he's saying, what if you take a garbage can and open up the plastic, open up a thing, and then now you have your raincoat.
What about dressing nicely on Shabbos? You have to wear a garbage bag. Couldn't get a nice bag.
That's right. Not the Shabbos, you all got cotton shoulder.
Okay.
So, it's been all the time. After Shabbos.
Oh, so let me ask you a question. This is my own question. I'll see. Tell you who asked it in a second. Would it be a shayla of machatech? To, the Rashi only says it's an issue of what? Of tikkun mona, of macha b'patish. What about machatech? In other words, making that circle, cutting
But it's something that ends up in the garbage anyway.
No, we're not talking about garbage.
But he marked it on the meter because it was a meter?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
He's mapping on the meter, sure. He's mapping on the meter.
Does it make a difference if he makes an incision?
Look at the second page. Yes, for you. Look at the second page.
Does it make a difference if he just makes an incision as opposed to cutting something away from him? Cutting a piece away?
Say he would even cut a piece away. Would it be considered either cutting it or just opening it, just putting a slit, or would it be mechatech? Yeah. What does Ben say?
I mean, it's not a set of them. It's like a minimum maximum. You want it to.
Minimum is for your head, huh?
Right, the maximum
that
you don't
want
to fall off, right? So, it's not a set. 5 inches or so. Is there a set amount, or is it like a range?
What do you think?
In this case, pretty much won't be the range. I mean, you don't measure, you don't know how big the.
That would came to last week, but if he's not marked on it, is the point.
Right, here. Here he's marked, but he wants it, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the case, but presumably, most people would be marked.
Would or without?
Would.
But, yeah.
But that's what it would depend on.
Yeah. Oh, so there is a sefer called, look up here on page 12. We're talking about continuation of last week of Mechatech, and we discussed now the Gemara is that you have a piece of cloth, and on Shabbos you want to cut out a hole in the middle of the cloth to put on through your head to make like a poncho or something like that. So the Gemara says that's also, and Rashi says because it's tikkun mona. So we want to know, is it also machatech? Because here you're cutting it in a specific amount to fit through your head. Oh, so there is a sefer called Menuchas Ava. This is one of my favorites for him. Who's the Menuchas Ava? Ramosha Levi. Who's Ramosha Levi? Moshe Levi was a Jew that lived from Bnei Brak, from the yeshiva Kisei Rachamim of Rav Meir Mazuz. He wrote some very chashuva svarim, Tfilo Moshe, Menuchat Ava, and he was like the next Rav Avadi Yosef. It was from the things that he wrote, that was the style. And unfortunately, he was nifter in his 30s. And but he left several svarim that he wrote from that time. So he wrote three volumes on Hilchas Shabbos, called Menuchas Ava. That was one of the things he wrote. And he was a mechadish. So he has here, he writes like this. Ein isur mechatech b'dovah shehu kli. So he wants to say that mechatech and tikkun kli are mutually exclusive. In other words, mechatech was only said on something where there's no tikkun kli. For example, when you make the shoe, right? So you're cutting out the piece of leather to But that's only part of it. Then you have to, that's not the Makabe Patish. That's all, that's in the process. But anything that you do that's the Makabe Patish, he feels that that's the Malach of Makabe Patish and will not get the Isser of Mechatech. That's his Chiddush. So he wants to claim, and one of his rayas, so that's what he writes. Ain Isser Mechatech, V'dover Shehu Kli, O Chelek Mikli, HaMishamish, V'chach HaChotech, V'ktzei Shel Beged, K'dei L'Katzro. Say a person wants to take a garment and it's too long. So he cuts it to a size. And in other words, it's too long on the person. So he cuts it exactly, b'diyuk, so it'll fit the person. So he wants his taina, eino asur, on page 14, mishum chatech, el mishum makeh b'patish, or mishum kareya.
Kareya, yes?
No. Ain also mishum chatech, el mishum, oh, mishum kareya. There was, so therefore, in other words, mechatech, if it's only is only said, he's saying, if it's mechatech alone. So he says, chena posech kufsa shimurim, a can of sardines, tuna fish, or sardinim. Poschach b'yuchel l'kach avol pich mechatech b'kufsas hamechatech k'midah mesuyemes. So he wants to say that even though you cut, in other words, he doesn't work with Rav Shlomo Zalman's thing, you're just doing it because that's the easy way to do it. That is when you pull the can. He's saying maybe it should have been Bechatech, but the reason it's not, because it's Makeh B'Patish. So Makeh B'Patish, once you're in the category of Makeh B'Patish, that takes away Bechatech. Because Bechatech is only if it's not the finishing of a thing. You're just making a cut in something to be an exact size, but if here you make the exact size and that finishes the sweater, the poncho, because you cut the hole, that's what he brings a raya from this gemara. Take a look in the footnotes here on page 13. He says, with the arrows. He says, "V'davka v'dover shachotcho k'dei lasas men eizek kli chayotze bo, aval lo nasa kli b'chitucho." In other words, you're planning to make it a kli, but this is not the asiyas hakli. This is the part of the process. Chayv mishum chatech, moshkosu b'mavol perek zeh. Chaymukum moshkosu b'gemara, ein chotkim shoferes b'yontif, ein tzorch lomam b'shabes. Here, you want to see, that's another Gemara he brings the Raya from. Here, take a look on, on page 3. Ein chotchin shofers b'yontif. If you have a straw, and you want to cut it, So say you have a big thing. It's not so usable. So you want to cut it so you can have a little straw. You have like a piece of bamboo. You want to use it as a little straw. So you can't. So you're cutting, say, a specific. You want a specific size. So he says it's awesome because. So the Rishonim say that's tikkun kli. But they don't say it's makeh b'patish. So that's the same you sold. And he says, if it was Mamba Gemachadish, it's not Tikkun Kli. In other words, that Malacha was only said, that's his Yisod.
To emphasize
Lavar Lavishnei Lavin.
Yeah. But here, it would seem that all of these things that we're talking about are definitely also anyway. Right?
So
maybe that's the pshat, the Korea and Mechatech and Gemara Kli and Tikkun Mana and Makom Patish are all like a set of things to cover everything. Shabbos. Anything even remotely connected in any way to a construction.
But each one has its tchum.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Do they overlap?
Yeah, but then it really doesn't matter at the point.
Because it's going to be also out something yeah, else.
Oh, also, not also for this, not for that.
11.
Two different topics, then.
Do they?
Yeah, also, but.
You'll get my straw, but I'm saying. Right.
I guess if you do go.
So that's what he writes here, getting back to page 13. He says, Shachotech Shvofesh, first learned on the line is Shachotech. Mavur Shachat, Chotech Shvofesh Shokono, Musak the Levidas Hanekif. Say, for example, why does he want the straw? He wants to put it in the barrel. The barrel has a hole, and he's going to put this Shvofesh in the barrel so this way he can pour out. And he wants it to be Mediyuk, the size of the hole, or else it will spill. If you have the kana that's going to go in the hole, he wants it to take up the whole hole. So then when he tilts it to take the liquid out, it won't spill all over the place. So there he wants it very exact. Also, Mishum Sakim Manov, Lo Mishum Mechatech, Havu Pishum Matbi Lachtoch, Vivin Musiyem Sli Gorol HaChovitz, Keikos of Barambam, Ein Chokim Shofer Shokana, Vimneshu Kim Sakim Kli. But he doesn't say Vimneshu Mechatech. ולשון אותו שכל זה מדי שהוא מסכן, גם מה שכל דין זה בהרחוב ג' שעוסק מדבור מסור מדברי סוף, מוכר איפה שאין עוסק מן התור. ולכור למה לא חי משום מחתך? צריך לא משום שכל זה מדי, אז דובר שחיתוך ומסכן הוא לגמרי, so it's clear here, it's finished. When you cut it, that's it. It's the last step. אוקיי, הוא בכלי, למשל, לא שייך איסור מחתך ואיך איסור מסכן כלי. So that's and then he says the same thing from our Gemara of the over here on page 12. He says the paragraph on the bottom of the right side. The right side of the bottom. He named the Gemara Amar of Yehuda Marav Pesach Beis Hatzaber B'Shabbes Chayv Chatos. Upeish Rashi Haposech Beis Hatzaber Shal. Cholok lechatchil chayv chatos tahashtuch hamashri limona. Shabhochi lechatchil muhach du mairi shachotech bekuf habeged ha'orug. So he says that on the left side, now third line. Lechor lama lo kosov ha'poskim shachay b'shem chatech shemibadi makpid lachtov b'midu b'siyemes. He says, v'dokul omar dinachem chayv gab b'shem chatech. So he says that, no, that's the idea. That if it's tikkun mana, then it's not mechatech. So that's what he writes here on page... On page 15, take a look. Mutar Luftoch Shabbos Bakbuke Temple. Page 15, Menuchasav, page 15. Mutar Luftoch Shabbos Bakbuke Temple Vichadom Avopi Sheim Psichoson Menasnek Kelta Hatachto. This is what we saw Rav Avad Yosef, we saw from Rav Brian Ehrenberg. Even though you have the thing at the bottom, right? Because you don't have kavana, you have kavana that you want to get the liquid. So Bumela, he's saying that that's not That's not a tikkun mana. So the question is, would it be? The cork. So as long as you're not mechaving to, you're mechaving now for the drink, even though the mice you might use it in the future, but that's not what your what the main purpose of what you're doing now is. And what about mechatech? What about mechatech? Would it be any shayla of mechatech according to him?
The one on the court?
On the
Yeah, he's not, you're not choosing that. You're not makpin on that.
Or is it part of the same? Yeah.
You're not much you care for those quiet price.
Right. So now I want to show you a very interesting tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emden. On page 20, Mishaelis Yavetz. This is my friend's, my friend put out this edition of Shailas Yavetz, with Yaakov Bergstein from Kiryas Yael. He put this out. So what's the tshuva about? So he says, so somebody wrote him a letter. And he says like this, look on the left side, on the first paragraph, three lines from the bottom of the first paragraph. Vasafsuf asher bekirbi hisavu tava, lishkor al dalse chochmas harafua. He says, they want to be doctors. So he's asking him about being doctors. What could be the potential problem of being doctors, especially regarding Hilchos Shabbos. If you take Hashem, Lefanei Dover Gol over Dover Koshem, Remen Latir Sveikov, Lorsani Libi Lachakos Michtav, Lachbir of Milim, Imheus, Avri Derch Vu, Eshashua Beinov, Ulai Betsoka Itim, Mukhov, Nechaki Hava, Mahashkov, Meron, Batan Golo, is Ozne, Kimichel, and Malashmo, Milos. So you want to hear what I have to say? So he says like this. So the first thing he says, Zechin, Alo yidadim kol misha arev libo lageshes ulkarve melechas harifuah. Anyone who's going to be in refuah, tzarech lilmol chochmas harituach. You have to know how to cut things.
Surgery.
Upaomim b'shabes b'mitzim es hakelev yimei meis lochim muta meis mucha lefneim. They cut up dogs. As if they don't have a human cadaver, so they'll take a dog. And they'll practice on a dog. So then he has a whole discussion. First he says, what about Odos HaSakinim Lataltal Tzorach Tashmisham? Are you allowed to carry the knives? Maybe it's mukta to carry the surgical knives. So maybe you get involved in that. And then he says, so that was one thing about the mukta aspect. So then he talks about our aspect here. He says, on the left side, the paragraph that begins Ve'im. V'im mischam ez galav eno shalom gemar aruka v'shabbos. Haiman the solid silta chay mishum tochin. The kapir amishkosa that if you care about the size, chay mishum chatech. Reishon cholofanecha dechituch betalosh nami ika ukpei the tali nosa. So he says v'inei bechochmas hanituach. He could pay the rabbi la amen as yodav building the tos yomin or small part of ocher. There was you're very mapping where the cut should be. So if you're going to be cutting cadavers on Shabbos, then maybe you're being involved in the melacha of machatech, because there you want a specific size. Ulam the Abda Lotavra and the Ainzum Minhamida Mishkosadilo Tamahaki, my Maksha Gemara, the famous Gemara Erchin, Adam Rashmuel, Yoshev, Hashem Salamashbear, a woman's about to give birth, Umesa, and then the woman died, Chas V'Shalom, so we got to get out the baby. Mivin Sakin, for Korim Res Kresa. You open up her. You know, open her up on Shabbos, and you take out the Vlad. Lotzi Vlad Mitocha. So the Gemara says, "Par Pshita, Maika Ovid." The Gemara says, "Of course. What malach are you doing? Peish Rashi, Mechatech v'Basuhu, Vlad Midika Ovid." So he asks a question. Chikula almod gemir kishmul the baki b'hatay shalolachtoch v'lod the imam have a command the kapir amishchosim chayim mishum bechatech al korach tzarich lo but einu chayim mishum bechatech im ha'choshes ashir kotev godol. In other words, here he doesn't really care about as long as he doesn't injure the if he cuts too much, no big deal, you know, as long as he, so therefore that's why it's not a question of machatech, because machatech is when you have to you want exact, not too much, not too small. But he says, but when they do the surgery, when they practice for the surgery, so then it's an exact science. So that's what he says over here, that if you would, that involving in this endeavor of medicine, it's interesting that the malacha that he picks on of all the malachas in Shabbos, that we would have thought one of the malachas involved in going to medical school. So he said, oh, machatech. Right. Not the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah. So that's what he says at the beginning of page 22. The Mishani, Buch Adami Dol Shach then he says, Masha Adam Yotze Bechaticha Zevar Melachar Misa Lekeshum Tzari Sur Mzeh. You don't have to worry about the blood that comes out afterwards. You don't need the blood. Also, we'll tell you. So this whole part was Benjamin Wolf Ginsburg. This is not the. This is not the Avitzian. This is the Shoyal. All this was the Shoyal. This is not the... right. The Avitz first starts over here. So he responds to... on page 24, he responds to the Mechatech issue. he's maskim to that. He said, "Alhacha kapir ashiura dechitucha sholoyarich loykatzer as achituch." Bofin sholikalkel viyafsid kavonis his lamnus ahu. We suffer from his kavonu bechitucha bedikto gadol. Kedei sheyoyel lo livchon heitev sida evarim v'kishor agidim v'kiborai v'aridim v'yilchadam. It's very precise because you got to learn all these things. He says, "Okay, tzarich v'adai." Next paragraph: Hashkocha pratish miri zera bofin eches achito chahu atzarich mizmabin b'vlechas harfua. Please, Safi Kama Pomin Pogim and Komishesh paid the Gadola of Midas Orch Roch of Godol the Kotin Hatach. Shalom Yapsik, Loy Katzel, and Mokom Shomru. She actually Lavar calls that. Shall Reese even be Yomim Malachazu, Rakhmi Svar on the Omer. He says, I don't know from this, but I'm just imagining that that's, you know, what goes on in medical school. Bim Kane, who raised a Chai Chatos, Mali Safi. So he was masking. He was masking to that.
Is that Lucas Alvo disagreeing?
Why? Why would you let me hear?
It's person to person. A building.
So, but what other malacha?
Tikkun
Kli,
maybe.
Right, but it's only mechatech. It's not a tikkun kli.
Because it's training, or because
no. Say you would do it to a live person. Well, there was, you know, Shabbos. I mean, if a surgery that you didn't have to do on Shabbos. So that would be a malach of mechatech. If it's bikuach nefesh, obviously it's docha shabbos. But if it's not bikuach nefesh,
elective surgery.
In fact, the elective surgery, there's a whole discussion. Tshuva from, I think Rav Shechter pointed out, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He had a tshuva on elective surgery, not to do elective surgery on Thursday or Friday. In other words, just like the Gemara says, you can't do something. You can't go on a boat towards the end of the week because it's going to cause that on Shabbos you're going to still not feel acclimated. You're not going to have proper onik Shabbos. So he says elective surgery, you should try to do it Monday or Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to do elective surgery. And not to do elective surgery later in the week. Yes. So that's a separate issue of Mafliga Mesfina. That one of the reasons why you don't go on a boat on Thursday or Friday is because it takes a little bit of time to be acclimated to the sea. So therefore we're afraid if we're gonna go on the boat on at the end of the week, you're gonna have Onik Shabbos. So they say that the same thing would apply. So that's what these rabbanim say. The same thing would apply to the elective surgery. Well, so the question is like this: that what would you say if? If it's technically tikkun mana, but say there's a ptur for some side reason, so that the yuvur was everything is covered, right? But what if say Rav Abadi's for that anything that's disposable is not particularly. So then would you say that you get back to the garbage thing? In other words, if you take a garbage plastic and you cut out a thing on Shabbos because you want to, so there you say that if you say there's no tikkun mana because it's disposable, then would you say now there is mechatek, or you'd say no, if it wasn't disposable it would be, or no, but if you assume there's no mechatek mana by a disposable thing, so then you say, well, mechatek, if it wouldn't have been disposable, it wouldn't be mechatek because of his svara, because they're mutually exclusive. Those, so there, maybe it won't be covered, you understand? Because I want to find a case that it will be mutter, maybe. In other words, you're saying, well, everything is going to be usher anyway, because it'll be either be this. But maybe if you say that, really, when you do that thing, if it's really tikkun mana, but for a side reason, we throw out the tikkun mana, so I don't know if necessarily by default we say, therefore, it is mechatek. Where you can say that, or you could say that mechatech was never said by things that are all made lizard. That was the Rav Abadi's piece, you know, about comes up in two places. One is throwing out the garbage on Shabbos when you tie the thing, so you make a kesher. So I try not to make the kesher, but the kosher, that maybe it's a problem, but if he says the things that you throw out are omed mizarek, so then there's no such thing as shel kayom by omed mizarek. And the other thing is the diapers. When you close them up, when normally during the week you close them up, right? So that's shel kayom because you're not planning to untie it, but you're throwing it out. So Rav Abadi's point was anything you're throwing out, by definition, even though it'll stay like that all of ed, theoretically, but if it's omed to go in the garbage, that means it's omed to be in the oblivion, so then that's not shel kayama.
Rav
Abadi disagree with the idol? No, but the idol, I mean, you're saying because you want to say like this, that cadavers are omed mizarek, that the cadavers are overly dark, so it's no different than the tissues. Right, Rabbi said you can open the tissues of Shabbos. It comes up a lot.
Even more so. Tissues, the problem that I have with the tissue concept is that if you don't have a cold, the tissue box can last for a couple of months.
Right, even though
the cadaver is not. You know, it's a day or two or three.
It's gone. So the tissue box could be much longer. Right. But it's still omed lizarek. Like Rav Abadi holds also by Tevilas Kalim. He holds the metal, the tins that people, you know, put their chicken in, the tins, they cook in the tins. So he holds, even if you decide you want to reuse it, it's still not mechayev in Tevilas Kalim.
That's good. What I don't know.
Yeah, but he but he holds that that's still called disposable, because the mice, okay, you'll use it two times, three times. How long are you going to use it forever? I mean, it's
the question of whether it needs to be or not.
Right, yeah. So someone is saying, well, if you're using it multiple times, maybe you should be tovel. Well, body holds not even if you're going to reuse it, then you don't have to be tovel the tints. But that's an interesting point you make about the cadavers. That if you want to say that things that are omed lizarek, because the question is, but you say the same svar by mechatech. In other words, is there a reason to say that mechatech? In other words, do we only say by tikkun mana that something that's obviously zarek is not tikkun mana, or would you also say by mechatech? Is there a reason to be mechalik between the two? I think because he applies it to kosher and tofer, this, so maybe he could apply, maybe he thinks mechatech is different. Mechatech, I think maybe he does, but say, you don't want to say like that, you want to compare all the things. So that would be a good ha'ara that he made, that maybe the cadavers is not a malacha d'oraisa, because it's obed lizarik, and anything obed lizarik is by definition. Everybody happens to have another tshuva I put in here that's he wants to say that maybe. Okay, but that's something else. But that's an interesting aura that he was. So let's just review. We saw that the Gemara talks about the Beis HaTzavar, and it's Rashi has Tikkun Mana, and the Tshuva, and the Sefer Menuchas Ava was Madaik, that it's Dafka Tikkun Mana, but it's not Machatech, because Machatech is only said when it's not Tikkun Mana.
Tikkun Mana and Market Mabat.
Yeah, but that's together.
Yeah,
right. And then the idea of what the Shailas Yavet said about the Nituach, whether he says that's a Malacha Daraisa of of Mechatech, because you're doing it in a specific midah, and you're makten al midah, and therefore that would be. And then you made ha'ara that maybe it should be told in this discussion whether something is omid lizarik and it has the din of mechatech or not, or maybe just like other malachas don't apply when the omid lizarik, maybe mechatech doesn't, and then it would argue with Rav Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden would hold that's a deraisa, and maybe others might hold it's only the rabbanim because it's only mizrach. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll.